So everybody's blessed today, right? Are you highly favored? Are you flavored? You know, the word tells us that we need to be flavored. In other words, like salt. You know, and you know, salt always makes you thirsty. So there's an area where we want to maintain a thirst and hunger for the Lord. And he says, those who maintain the thirst and hunger for the Lord shall be filled. And this thirst and hunger for the Lord is essential as a believer, because one of the things that the enemy loves to do is to get us in a place where we become lukewarm. Lukewarm, where we become complacent, compromising. We got 1 foot with the world, 1 foot with the Lord, and we just don't know which way to go sometimes. And in that, that's where the enemy loves to get you, because he can get you into a place, and that brings confusion, it brings frustration, and it also brings torment. Because there's always an area of a need and lack, because there's a lack and there's always a want in this. And there's that area where trust is difficult to grab hold of. So in this, I want to share with you this morning something that the Lord put on my heart. And I would like to ask us to go to Psalm 25. And it's a message for now. We see a lot of disasters happening in the world. And I hate to tell you, but things are not going to get better. But praise God, they're going to get better for you. In Psalm 25, glory to God. Is everybody there? Would you read it with me in verse 8? Psalm 25 in verse 8, it says, good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he what? He teaches sinners in the way. The humble he guides in justice, and the humble he teaches his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth to such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. Who is a man that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way he chooses. He himself shall dwell in prosperity, and his descendants shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, and he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Very, very powerful. In this, it says that the Lord teaches the way and guides us in the path of justice to those who humble themselves. Those who what? Humble themselves. Now, in this humbling, what happens is it's a maintaining of the fear of the Lord. The only way that you can be humble is to maintain a fear of the Lord. Do you understand that? And by maintaining the fear of the Lord, the fear of the Lord is the area where there's honor, respect, and reverence to him. In other words, everything you do, you're always considering in how the Lord sees it or how it affects him. Does everybody got it? If we'll always do things that we see, how is it going to affect the Lord? Then we know how it's going to affect others. See, the problem is so many times we do things without seeing how it's going to affect the Lord. And then we do things and it's actually affecting others. And then we reap what we sow. So in this, by maintaining the fear of the Lord, it will keep you humble. Is everybody okay? So that means that we must be consistent. And anybody know the other part? Disciplined. Consistent and disciplined. Consistent and disciplined. This humbling or this maintaining of keeping the fear of the Lord will cause you to do two things. It's going to cause you to seek and to search. Everyone say seek and to search. And you're going to seek and search the ways and the secrets of the Lord. You're going to seek and you're going to search the ways and the secrets of the Lord. And this is very, very important. We're going to talk about seek and search because there are two different things. Go to Proverbs 25. Proverbs 25. And it is a time to seek and search. The reason why many people are being led astray, why they're falling from the faith, why they're walking in fear of man and a fear of disasters. You know, everything is happening right now in this world. I want you to understand something. Chaos is an area which grabs attention. Is everybody with me? Chaos is an area which grabs attention. That's why you're going to see more chaos in this world. Because it's getting man's attention. You know, if you watched what happened with that tsunami that hit Japan, I mean, it just wiped out buildings, wiped out tractor trailers, homes, yachts, bridges. I mean, it was phenomenal. Like, nothing could stop it. Nothing. And then now there's two nuclear reactors that are, one exploded in one area, certain parts of it. Now there's radioactivity all in the area. So people are going to die from radiation. People are going to die from contaminated water. And this will continue to bring thousands and thousands and thousands of death, despair, homelessness, and torment. And in this disaster, and in these chaoses that's happening right now, it is getting not only the attention of the nation, but it's grabbing the attention of the world. People are looking at these nations that are coming under the judgment of God. God holds and controls the weather, you know. Does everybody understand that? He has the last say. These high places of Satan's altars where things are being worshipped, God is bringing down. He says that his presence will melt the mountains and bring it level. And I'm telling you, there's a leveling happening. And he is getting the world's attention that money can't buy. Are you listening? Man's talents and abilities and technology cannot save them. Only the Savior can save them. And in this time, it is important that you and I seek and search like we've never done before. Seek and search. Proverbs 25. In verse 2. It is the what? Glory of God to conceal a matter, but the glory of kings is to what? Search out a matter. Now, I want you to understand that you and I have been called to be priests and kings, haven't we? So there's a place where it's time for you to search out the matter. You must search out things, but you first must seek, and then you're able to search. Without seeking, you cannot search. The glory of God is to seal a matter. That is a secret information. The glory of a king, amen, is to seek the matter of God. In other words, the secret information. And you know what? Many times disasters have to come before people seek. In other words, we are seeking the Lord to find out why. And it says it's the glory of God to conceal a matter, but it's the glory of a king to search out the matter. We are called priests and kings, and it is our responsibility to seek and to search that we may have the secret information and the guidance of the Lord to guide others. Go to Psalm 63. Listen, if you can't guide yourself, if you can't allow God to guide you, how can you guide anybody else? How can you be the head of your house when you haven't sought the Lord yet? How can you expect your family to go in the right ways when you're not walking in the right ways? Hello? Psalm 63 and verse 1. Is everybody there? Would you read it with me, please? Oh God, you are my God. Early will I what? Early will I seek you. Early, in other words, the first part of your day, you will seek him. You will seek him. You know, I want to share something to you husbands. You are accountable to make sure your family makes it home, or the blood will be on your hands. Are you listening? You husbands, you have children. You may be divorced, but you have children. It is your accountability and responsibility to make sure that you walk upright and you guide your children home, or when you stand before God, blood will be on your hands. Are you listening? This is not about a religion. This is not about playing a game. This is a matter of life and death. It is life and death. And he says here, Lord, you are my God. If he truly is your God, now don't go around telling people that you believe that there's a God when you don't seek him. Because if you believe that there's a God, you seek him. Oh God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you. In a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So look at, I want you to look at the scripture because it's very powerful. He says, early will I seek you. What's he looking for? He's seeking the Lord to get guidance to what? He's looking for something. He's looking for direction to where the water is. Why? Because he's thirsty. He says, I'm going to seek you, Lord, that you can give me direction for me, which way I should search. Does everybody got it? And verse 2, so I looked for you where? In the sanctuary to see your power and your what? And your glory. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall what? Praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my what? Hands in your name. Oh, man, this is amazing to me. Because see, praise and worship. He says, look at Lord, I'm seeking you. And I know that my only way out and direction, I am thirsty and hungry for you. I need to search. I need to get direction in which way I should search. So there's something I'm going to do. I'm going to seek you. And as I seek you, I'm going to praise and worship you. I'm going to lift my hands and surrender to you. You know, people who cannot lift their hands and surrender to God don't know him. Well, I believe there's a God. No, you don't. Because if you really did, you'd lift your hands to heaven. You'd search him. You'd seek him. And you would trust him. Do you understand that? Does everybody get it? This is not about a religion. There's a part that you and I must play. And it's cooperating with God. Hallelujah. In verse 4, thus I will bless you while I what? Live, and I will lift my hands in your name. My soul shall what? Be satisfied with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips, seeking God and searching for water. That's what he was looking for. But he had to seek. But he knew, and the Lord shared with him, his presence, his power, and his truth was in the sanctuary. In other words, the anointing, gathering together, the corporate anointing. See, nobody here can make it on their own. We all need one another. This is not an individual journey. Not only do you work out your own salvation, it's your responsibility. But in it, God puts us in a fellowship so we can have fellowship, so we can be encouraged, so that there's more eyes than one. So that what you don't see, maybe somebody else does. But in this, he said, he sought the Lord. So he went to go seek the Lord. And he was seeking the Lord because he needed guidance to search for something. Do you understand it? Now, he didn't seek the Lord just for something. He sought the Lord first to get direction. When he sought the Lord released to him direction. Why? Because he was thirsty and hungry for his presence. That is called the anointing. The anointing. He said, I need your anointing, Lord. I need your presence. I need your truth. I need your power. And he went into the sanctuary to look for the Lord. He didn't go to the local bar. Hello. He didn't go to the local nightclub. He didn't go to the exercise place to go look for the Lord. He didn't go anywhere to look for the Lord. He went into the sanctuary. And it is called the tabernacle. So he went to go look for the Lord where his presence is. Again, that is the anointing. And that's why he began to praise and worship. Praise and worship, lifting up his hands. He began to seek God. He sought God by how? Praising and worshiping and lifting up his hands. So when you see somebody that can't praise and worship and lifting up their hands, that means because they don't seek. Matthew 6. And it's time to seek. It is time to seek and to search. Now, if you're being convicted today, praise God. Nobody's judging you. Has everybody got it? But it's an important part in your life because he's the one that gave you life. And what are you going to do with it? Are you going to waste it away in the world's things? Are you going to waste it away on selfish things? Or are you going to let it be prosperous in the ways of God? In Matthew 6, is everybody there? Seek and search. Oh, hallelujah. In verse 31, therefore what? Do not worry. What's worry? Fear. Fear. Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat and what shall we drink or what shall we wear? Hallelujah. For after all these things the Gentiles seek. Now, in other words, he's saying the unbelievers seek. For your heavenly Father knows what you need, all of these things. But first seek the what? First seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. In other words, you seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness, because the will of God is to practice righteousness. So can righteousness be established in an individual that does not seek? No, it's impossible. So when a person begins to start seeking, will righteousness begin to get manifested? Yes. But a person stops seeking. So a person is seeking, righteousness is being manifested. When a person stops seeking, can righteousness continue to be manifested? No! Hello? Because you are on a pursuit. A pursuit means you seek. You are on a pursuit to maintain his presence. He says, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself, its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Understand this. Don't worry. Why? Because fear interrupts the seeker. Fear will interrupt the seeker. And what it does is it interrupts the seeker from searching. It interrupts the seeker from searching. Because when you seek, you will eventually search. So many times people look for provision instead of provider. That's the difference. People are looking for provision instead of provider. They are seeking the resource instead of the source. Come on, are you with me? In other words, they're seeking the hand of God instead of the face of God. And there's a difference. Because once you seek the face of God, the hand of God is released. But if you seek the hand of God first, before seeking the face of God, his hand is withdrawn. Is everybody with me? And fear will always interrupt. Worry will always interrupt. Because what happens is the person is more concerned about themselves. Are you listening? Than seeking the presence of God. And there's a difference between religion and relationship. Oh, you could have been going to church for 30 years. That's good. You might be a deacon of the deacons. Hello. You may be the usher of all ushers. You might be the head of the choir. That has nothing to do with your relationship with the Lord. Hello. Unless you are a seeker, you cannot search. And if you are not a seeker and you can't search, how can you help somebody else? You will misguide them. You'll speak to them according to human precepts. You will guide them according to how you feel instead of what truth is. Proverbs 3. The Lord says He chastens those He loves, doesn't He? We need some counsel, correction, and direction. Proverbs chapter 3. In verse 5, let's read this together. Trust in the Lord with all of your what? Heart. And lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways, what? Acknowledge Him. That word acknowledge means seek Him. And He shall what? Direct your paths. In other words, now He'll direct you so you can search. Does everybody got it? Do not be wise in your own eyes. That is called self-seeking. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Honor the Lord with your possessions. Acknowledge that you and I don't own anything. And with the first fruits of all of your increase. So your barns will be filled with what? Plenty. And your vats will overflow with what? New wine. Ooh, verse 11. Let's go there. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest His correction. For whom the Lord loves, He corrects, just as the father, the son in whom He what? Delights. So you and I are to trust Him and acknowledge Him. That means seek Him. That means maintain the fear of the Lord. Depart from evil. Fear, again, is honor, respect, and reverence. He said, honor and respect and reverence your possessions to God. Your first increase. Why? So He can bless you. So that He can bless you. He's trying to get something to you. Remember, the fruit of fear is lack. The fruit of fear is lack. Why? Because fear always interrupts an individual from seeking, doesn't it? Hello? Praise God. Go to Proverbs 2. Seek and search. Proverbs 2, verse 1. Is everybody there? Let's read it. My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you what? Seek her as silver and what? Search for her as hidden treasures. Wow. If you will seek and you will what? Search. Then you will what? Understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom, from His mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He guards the path of justice and preserves the way of His saints. Then you will understand righteousness and justice, equity, and every good path. Seek her as silver. Seek and search. In other words, you're seeking the source and you're searching the hidden treasures. You are seeking the source and you are searching the hidden treasures because God has given you the wisdom. The wisdom tells you what to do. But first you must seek Him to get the wisdom. You understand that? The wisdom, if you'll seek His face, He releases wisdom so that you can search. Because wisdom tells you what to do. Oh, glory. Now, the word says this. God rejects the proud, but gives what? Grace to the humble. God rejects the proud and gives grace to the humble. So can a proud individual seek God? Well, I go to church. I read my Bible. But do you seek God? The Bible says things are released when you go in the closet and shut the door. Are you seeking Him? Many times people will tell me, I'll say, did you pray today? Because I can tell by their fruits. Yes, I prayed. I read 3 chapters of the Bible. That is not prayer. Prayer is not reading your Bible. Prayer is you and Him. I don't bring my Bible to prayer. I go, me and Him. I go to seek Him. And when I seek Him, He releases something called wisdom for me to search. And what He imparts in me then, after I have sought Him, then He releases something to me. Then I can go to my Word to confirm it, because He might release something in the Word, or He might release something for me to do. There's a difference between seeking the Lord. Does everybody got this? Prayer is you and God. It's not a time for you to go read your 3 chapters religiously. Prayer is you and God alone. There's a time to read your Bible, a time to study. But there's a time for you and God, and only you and Him. Where you go in the secret place and you shut the door. And then He begins to release things to you. Again, I want to share with you, because so many times people tell me they pray, and that's all they do is they go read 3 chapters or 2 chapters. That is not prayer. Did Jesus go read chapters when He went to go seek the Father? Well, what makes you think that's how we should pray then? Wasn't He the example? He went to go seek the Father. He said, I don't do anything unless I see the Father do it first. So He went to go seek God, His Father. And you and I are to go seek the Father. Then He releases something. Then He may tell you to go read something. He'll give you a psalm for you to speak. He may witness to you in something in the Word. He may witness to you for something to do. Do you understand it? Then you search it out. But you first must seek. You cannot search without seeking. Or you search in the wrong places. You know how many times people marry the wrong person? Because they searched instead of seek. They searched first. They married the person. Then they get in trouble. Now they seek. Oh, Lord, get me out of this. Did you ever buy something without seeking? See, you begin to search first what to buy for. But you don't seek first. Then you buy a lemon. Seek, then search. Glory. Seek. Let me share something with you about seek. To seek, there's 3 levels that you must establish in seek. Seek, you first must surrender. And surrender, it means you are to relinquish your carnal, worldly senses. You must first surrender. Seeking has 3 attributes or 3 levels that you seek. Seek means surrender first. In other words, you are willing to relinquish your common senses of the world, your carnal senses. So you're going to surrender, right? The second thing you're going to do is see. You're going to look. You're going to see with spiritual eyes. That is called faith. Faith is spiritual sight. In other words, you are going to focus on the source. Is everybody with me? To see is to focus on the source. That's why the Bible says, seek my face, not my hand. And the third area of seek is submit. Now you're going to submit, because as you have surrendered yourself, you have willingly relinquished your normal common sense, your carnal attributes, You're going to surrender those as you seek. Now you are focusing because you're going to see. You're focusing on the source. And as the source begins to release to you, you are going to submit to what he's releasing to you. Do you got this? And then you begin your search. So this submission is to obey the direction. It is released from the source so that you can continue in your search. And what is he going to release? He's going to release wisdom to you. He's going to release a vision to you if you're focusing and seeing. He's going to show you something. There will be an image there. Because a picture is worth a thousand words, isn't it? He's going to show you something if you truly are seeking. See, if you're truly seeking, you will always see. And he's going to release something for you to submit to continue on this search. That's why he says, acknowledge me in all of your ways. So you acknowledge him. Lord, what do you want me to do? I'm going to seek you right now. Lord, I need your direction. Please show me as I seek you. Open my eyes to see. Open my ears to hear. Oh, and open my heart to receive what you're showing me. See, many people fall into trouble because they search before they seek. James 3. And remember, lack is a fruit of fear. And it always interrupts. James chapter 3. Is everybody okay? Are you getting this? You're to search out the matter, but you can't search out the matter until you seek first. James 3, verse 13. Would you read it with me? Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and what? Self-seeking. A person that searches before he seeks is considered a self-seeker. Come on. Because he's relying on his own abilities. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, and what? And demonic. So is the devil trying to give you wrong direction? Amen. So if you're not a seeker, but you're just a searcher, are you going to get wrong direction? Yes. That's what the word says. Blessed are those who receive the counsel of the Lord, and cursed are those who reject it. Whoa. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, and demonic. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield. That means submissive. Full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who what? Make peace. Praise God. If you're not seeking, you're self-seeking. It's motivated by fear, which produces the lack of the things of God. Self-seeking is a fruit of pride also. And the Bible says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the what? Humble. And grace is the plan of God to escape the deception of the devil and the wrath of God. So when people do not seek, grace is not released. And if grace is not released, they can't escape the snare of the devil. Do you understand that? Seekers live according to the Spirit. Those who do not seek live according to the flesh. When you seek the Lord, something's going to happen to you. It's going to bring a more sensitivity to you in your search. In other words, you will be more sensitive to the things of God and discern more the things of the devil in your search, so that you are not swayed. In other words, your senses will now be controlled by the Holy Spirit, not controlled by the flesh. You know why people are like roller coasters up and down? They make one decision one day and another decision the next day. Because they're truly not seeking. They're searching without seeking. And it will bring confusion. It will bring frustration. And when you get caught up in that arena, when you don't know what to do, don't do anything. Seek, seek, seek until it's released to you. Has everybody got it? And again, especially husbands who are to be guiding their families. You don't want to lead your family out of God's time and in the wrong direction. And even if you're single and you have children, you want to guide your children. You want to be an example, no matter what. But you first must be a seeker before you can be a searcher. Hallelujah. Now listen, your senses are now in tune with the mind of Christ as you seek. Has everybody got this? Your senses are now in tune with the mind of Christ, not the carnal mind. They change. Go to Romans 8. Romans 8. No more roller coasters. They just get you sick after a while. In Romans 8, in verse 5, is everybody there? For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. So can you live according to the Spirit without seeking? No, it's impossible. I'm telling you, listen. I get a lot of people that tell me they've been believers for years. And they want to give me a word. Yeah, I've been a believer for such and such. I'm going to share something that God is going to do with you and this and that and whatever. And I know by their fruits that they're not seekers. They're searchers. They search your word, but they don't seek the source. Are you listening? And I can't receive from them. And neither should you. That's what gets people to become granolas. They become nutty and fruity. Because they're searchers without seeking. They're self-seeking. They're looking for man to acknowledge them and not God. And that will promote pride. And God rejects the proud and gives grace to the humble. It is important to become a seeker. Seek and then search. It is such a time of seeking. Everybody okay? Praise God. In verse 5, for those who live according to the flesh, set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind, okay, now look it. To be spiritually minded is what? Life and peace. Life and peace. So a person to be spiritually minded means that they are seeking. Are you getting this? Because if you're seeking, you're going to be in the Spirit. And it brings you peace. But if you're not seeking and only searching, it brings you torment. It brings you confusion. It brings you frustration. And it brings you misdirection. Hello? It says, because the carnal mind is what? Enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can it be. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God. So it goes back to, if you're just a searcher and not a seeker, can you please God? No. Because you're not in the Spirit. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are what? Sons of God. Now begin to look around the world. Those who put their mind to the flesh shall what? Die. So pagan altars, high places of Satan's altars, is a promotion of flesh, not spirit. So these people put their mind on the things of darkness, and it promotes death. Do you understand that? My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. God doesn't desire anyone to perish. But they are perishing because of lack of knowledge. Because they're truly not seeking. I don't care what religion a person is in. If they're truly seeking the truth, they will always find Jesus. I don't care if they're Buddhist, Muslim, Hindu, no-do, undo. I don't care what kind of do they have. If they're seeking the truth, they're going to get the right one. Truly, they can be in a cult. If they truly continue to seek the truth, God reveals himself to them. Amen. And you can, I'm a witness of that. My wife is a witness of that. In the new age and all kinds of stuff. But constantly seeking the truth, finding Jesus. Amen. There's many testimonies of people from other religious organizations and occult organizations who constantly sought the truth and Jesus revealed it to them. Go to 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. In verse 19. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 19. Let's read this together. Nevertheless, a solid foundation of God stands, having this seal. The Lord knows those who are what? His. And let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel of honor. Now listen, cleansing yourself from the latter says, I'm going to surrender and relinquish all this carnal stuff, isn't it? Isn't that a part of seeking? He will be a vessel of honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient, in humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth, and that they may come to their... Now, this is not carnal senses. This is the senses where they're in tune with the mind of Christ. And escape the snare of the what? Devil. Well, how are you going to escape the snare of the devil? This is where you seek and God releases grace. Having been taken captive to him to do the will of the devil. So if you're not a seeker, can you truly fulfill the will of God? No. You'll be an individual that just seeks his hand and not his face. And you will lack because you will always be in fear, because the fruit of fear is lack. Is everybody okay? I'm going to close in Colossians 1, or Colossians chapter 3, I'm sorry. Seek and search. No seeky. No searchy. You searchy in the wrong direction-y. Hallelujah. Colossians 3. Glory to God. Is everybody there in verse 1? If then you were raised with Christ, what? Seek those things which are what? Above. Hello. Seek those things which are above. Where what? Christ is. In other words, seek His face. Sitting at the right hand of God. He gives you an image, doesn't He? Set your mind on the things above, not on the things of the what? Earth. See, people who are carnally minded are searchers for provision. They are not seekers of the provider. They look for resource, not source. Everyone said, God is my source, and everything else is a resource. Yeah. For if you died, hello, that means you got to deny yourself. If you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God, when Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory. Hallelujah. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanliness, passion, evil desire, covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourselves are to put off these anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of Him who created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is a bond of perfection. And what's going to happen? Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be what? Thankful. Amen. Thankful. And this started by seeking. Has everybody got it? Seeking. First seek, then the release of grace and wisdom by the hand of God comes so that you can search. Is everybody okay? It is a time to seek and search, not search. Seek first the kingdom of God, amen, and all things will be added to you. Amen. Amen? Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. And we ask for your forgiveness in any area where we searched without seeking. We thank you for your correction. We thank you for your chastening. We thank you for great conviction today, that we can change according to your will of righteousness and your grace according to your plan, and bring glory to your name in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah.